Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Tiger Woods was arrested on Friday in Florida under suspicions of driving under the influence. This is reported by Martin County, Florida Sheriff John Budenseek. Woods was operating a Land Rover when he collided with a pickup truck that was towing a small trailer. The sheriff informed the media that the impact caused Woods' vehicle to tip over on its side. Upon police arrival, Woods exhibited signs of impairment, according to the sheriff.
At the Martin County Jail, and even on scene, we really weren't suspicious of alcohol being involved in this case, and that proved to be true at the jail. So Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros, but when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused, and so he's been charged with DUI, with property damage, and refusal to submit to a lawful test. In the crash, no one was injured. Mr. Woods did not seem to be injured at all, and the other gentlemen were not injured.
Fortunately, Woods did not sustain any injuries from the incident. He was seen departing from the Martin County Jail later that night, as reported by WPBF. The investigation indicated that Woods was driving erratically prior to the crash. The sheriff said just before 2 p.m., a pressure cleaner truck was heading north on South Beach Road and was preparing to turn into a driveway. As it slowed to make the turn, the driver noticed a dark Land Rover speeding past in his mirror. The driver attempted to move to the side of the road, but the narrow two-lane road lacked a shoulder. In an effort to avoid a collision, the Land Rover clipped the trailer, causing it to roll over on its side. The driver of that Land Rover managed to escape, identified as Tiger Woods. The sheriff noted that Woods was cooperative during the encounter, although he was, quote, not attempting to incriminate himself. He was cautious in his statements. However, when it came time to give a urine test for jail, he declined. He also clarified that Woods was not under the influence of alcohol. Woods took a breathalyzer test and registered zeros. But when requested to do a urinalysis, he refused, leading to the DUI charge. We are the sheriff's office, and while we acknowledge we arrested a prominent individual, the law applies to everyone. If a law is broken, we will enforce it, reiterated the sheriff. At 50 years old, Tiger Woods is attempting a comeback in golf after suffering a ruptured Achilles tendon over a year ago and undergoing his seventh back surgery last year. This is not Woods' first encounter with car accidents or DUI charges. He was previously arrested for a DUI in 2017 and cited for careless driving in 2009. His most recent car accident before this crash occurred in 2021 in Los Angeles. Since then, Woods has participated in 11 tournaments over the last five seasons, finishing only four of them. More crime and justice news after this. A mother from Wisconsin tragically discovered fatally stabbed earlier this month had been dead for several days before police found her body, according to reports. The Milwaukee Police Department announced the initiation of a homicide investigation following the discovery of 41-year-old Janie Pendleton's body in a home on March 13. Although the police did not release her name, local news outlets and social media tributes identified her. A search warrant obtained by WISN revealed that investigators initially estimated Pendleton had endured more than 20 stab wounds across her body. However, an autopsy later confirmed that she had been stabbed a staggering 107 times and had already been dead for several days when her body was discovered. The affidavit also noted that Pendleton's right forearm displayed a distinctive shoe print. Authorities received authorization to search the home of a man who was acquainted with Pendleton and reportedly provided inconsistent statements to police. This person has not yet been named as a suspect in the investigation. Pendleton's social media profiles reflect her as a loving family member who expressed a sincere love for her children. In a selfie shared on Facebook on February 24, she expressed, "I love me so much." Following her passing, Pendleton's daughter posted a heartfelt photo of the two of them, accompanied by a caption, "Forever us, Forever Mom. The investigation remains active. The police are urging anyone with information to reach out to 414-935-7360 or submit an anonymous tip via Crime Stoppers at 414-223-TIPS or through the P3 TIPS app. Police in Utah are asking for the public's help in locating a missing teen. 15-year-old Cassandra Alexander was last seen in the area of 150 Price Avenue in South Salt Lake City at around 2:30 a.m. on March 27. Cassandra was last seen wearing blue jeans, a black leather jacket, and a gray T-shirt. She was carrying a blue Lilo and Stitch backpack. Her family and authorities are extremely concerned for her safety and are urgently asking for the public's help. If you have any information regarding Cassandra's whereabouts, please contact local law enforcement at 810-840-4000. And for the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.